morning, everyone. Welcome to day 39 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. So close to cookies, I can't stand it. Let's take a deep breath in. Just got to hold it together for another day or so. Long breath out. Take a moment to arrive. Let go of the morning you've already had. Travel, ice, sunshine, breakfast, no breakfast. Getting out the door, or getting to your seat, getting your computer set up. Just letting go of the morning you've already had. Letting yourself arrive in the circle that you're in. And continuing our discussion of generosity, I'd like to invite you to consider forgiveness as a form of generosity. And all the ways in which we receive forgiveness and we offer it to other people. And thinking about this in terms of the way that Rick Hansen's talking about it, he talks about at least three things that I want to bring up. One is that we can offer forgiveness in the sense of a full pardon. We can wipe the slate clean, begin again, repair the relationship, and move on. And that's not always possible for all sorts of reasons. The other person's not going to change. The harms are too great. We're just not ready. So we can also offer forgiveness of just disentangling ourselves from the anger, the hurt, the resentment for ourselves. To really disentangle ourselves from the feelings of that. Even if we have to step out of the relationship and put this person out of our lives, we can disentangle ourselves with a sense of forgiveness by taking the bigger perspective, maybe trying to see that actions in a larger light of causes and conditions that are more than just they're a jerk or they're awful. Right? So disentangling ourselves from those feelings. And he says, as you rest increasingly in disentangled forgiveness, know what it feels like. With disentangled forgiveness, you may not like the people who wronged you. You may be taking action against them, but you are letting go of any hostility or vindictiveness. Apparently I have trouble with the concept. To do this, be aware of what the resentment feels like in your body, and then use long exhalations to relax and to release these sensations. Visualize ill will as a heavy stone that you are setting down. You might like to pick up a real stone. Imagine that it contains all of your desires for vengeance and drop it or throw it far, far away. And as you rest in this disentangled forgiveness, enrich the experience by staying with it, letting it fill your mind, sensing it in your body, exploring what feels new or fresh about it. To just let go of the anger and resentment. Again, even if you're going to take action or not be in relationship with this person. And then absorb it by sensing that forgiveness is sinking into you and by focusing on what feels good about it. Take a breath and step out of the tangles. And then then lastly, just we can forgive ourselves. We can cut ourselves some slack as well. So forgiveness can show up in a lot of different ways, and it can be a process. But feeling it like a balm on our hearts and leaning into it wherever you need it or wherever you need to offer it. So shifting into the formal practice, again, taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath us, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. Allowing that sense of groundedness to be part of your practice. And then from that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front. Resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, in the warmth and generosity of our practice together.